This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, with another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you aboard for another hour. We're going to talk with Director of Press Communication for the Trump campaign. Aaron Perrine will join us in just a moment. Jason Lewis, we're going to be calling him Senator Lewis pretty soon.
Oh, I hope.
Senator
Being
Lewis,
a Minnesota resident and all.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Check in with him, and more of your questions and comments. Full bank of calls on rating the debate last night. Lots of text to get to, so plenty to do on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you this hour by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. What's better than that? I get meatloaf, and I get to take it on the fly and go take it to the meeting, eat it in the truck, whatever works. Today, if you go to the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, chicken fettuccine today for lunch. PetroServe USA. Meatloaf dinner. It's been a big one we've been talking about in Harwood. In Valley City, the pulled pork and the French dip sandwich at PetroServe USA. And remember, any size drink, any size, coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, Lewis and Clark, 79 cents. I'm big on the caramel rolls. The chicken is fantastic. The 4-for-4 special is unbelievable. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Oh, I tell you what, that good. PetroServe USA. Aaron Perrine joins us on the program for an update on, we'll talk a little bit about last night's debate and whether there will be another debate between the president and the former vice president. Aaron, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So as director of press communications, I feel like you should get like hazard pay or something. I mean, that's tough. That's tough duty.
Well, you know, I'm happy to do it for President Trump. Here's the thing. The press is so unhinged. They are just so out of their minds every day trying to. I just don't understand how they can even speak with all of the breathless outrage at everything this president does, that their coverage. It's over 95% negative of this president. And if they actually put their bias aside, they would see what's actually getting done and how we're pushing forward for the American people every single day. And so it's a battle, but it's a battle worth fighting.
At the last debate and the one last night, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were given an opportunity to say there's no plans to pack the court. They're not saying it, so it's very obvious they're going to do it. There's an example to me of a prime issue for the press to take on and say, well, what would this mean? How would this happen? How do they do it? What I mean, because that could change America as we know it if they're able to pull that off. But it's almost like it's ignored because it's an unanswered. I mean, put it this way: if Donald Trump or Mike Pence weren't answering a question, I wonder if there'd be a little bit of a different reaction. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if they tried to skirt a question like this time and again, you would see the media just absolutely freaking out. But listen, it's clear why they don't answer the question about whether or not they would pack the Supreme Court. And the answer is because they would. And so if they go out and say, yes, we would pack the Supreme Court, sure, that solidifies Joe Biden's base, but it alienates the moderates that he thinks he needs to win. It would alienate a lot of the American people who know that that is undermining an entire third of the federal government. We have three branches of the government for a reason, and to try and destroy one of them because you don't like the way that the rules are playing for you, it's disgraceful. And so Democrats won't answer the question, but Vice President Pence did an exceptional job last night pushing Kamala on it. And then when she refused to answer, he very, very clearly said, and for the record, so everybody knows, she refused to answer the question.
No, you couldn't have scripted it any better in a movie, you know, of trying to play out the perfect exchange in a debate. for a very important election. I mean, it was fantastic. Fantastic. And the president, it sounds like he's pretty fired up about the performance of his vice president as well, talking about the great job he did and tweeting even during the debate last night. Is there going to be a debate between President Trump and Joe Biden next week? I've seen Bill Stepien put out a statement basically saying, you know, you're doing this unilaterally. We're not going to do it. Is this a back and forth? Is this a maybe, or is this absolutely it's not happening?
Well, as of right now, President Trump and the campaign are very clear. There is no interest in doing a virtual debate. And the debate commission made that decision unilaterally. And they're doing it to support Joe Biden. Why? Because time and again, when we asked, because of the coronavirus, if we could move a debate up, we could add a debate before September 4th when people started to receive ballots in America, we were told, no, we can't make this change. Oh, but now because of coronavirus, they can go ahead and make this a virtual debate. It's hypocrisy. It is the swamp. It is a bunch of never Trumpers trying to help Joe Biden and trying to change the narrative because they thought Kamala did an absolutely abysmal job last night. A virtual debate isn't good for the voters. It's not what the president is interested in doing. And so if we have an in-person debate, that's a conversation that's ongoing, but the president's not going to do a virtual debate.
Here's what he said about that earlier today.
I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous.
Perfect.
Yeah, so he's making it clear that idea is a bad idea. Now, just so folks understand, there was protocols in place that everybody tests for a coronavirus before the debate happened, right? So he'd like test 3 days in a row as negative on coronavirus, and then he's able to participate in the debate. So that was already covered. I mean, there's really no reason for the virtual debate at this point, is there?
Well, absolutely. And we fully, as Bill said in the statement, we fully anticipate that the president will have multiple negative COVID tests before he would go and have the in-person debate. But again, the Presidential Debate Commission, which is truly full of never Trumpers and swamp creatures, is trying to stand up and block the president from being able to debate Joe Biden in a fair and unbiased manner. And so, listen, they've got biased moderators. Now they want to put a biased format in, and the president won't stand for it.
So sounds like it's just basically to be determined. As they're suggesting it is going to be now, no, he's a no. He's not going to be there. But if they come back to their senses and put it back on the calendars, it was supposed to be an in-person debate, then the president will be there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying the president's not going to do a virtual debate, and I really can't go beyond what a hypothetical would look like other than what the debate commission has said so far.
Tell me also about, the campaign obviously has been, taken off its game a little bit because the president had coronavirus. Obviously, a lot of surrogates, a lot of other things, but the signature debate, rally of the president is, I think, what everybody loves on the campaign trail and all the energy that comes from it. At what point are you back sort of, 100% just the way you were prior to the president, in his diagnosis for coronavirus?
Well, it really depends on the president's health and on what his doctors are advising. The president says he's feeling great. His doctors are indicating that he's doing very well. I think if it was up to the president entirely, he would have been out there 2 days ago when he was feeling great. But his health is obviously one of the main things. And so while he is recovering, today we have the vice president in Nevada and Arizona. We have Eric Trump in North Carolina. We have Laura Trump in Pennsylvania. We have Don Jr. down in Florida. We are crisscrossing the state, standing up Operation MAGA to make sure that while the president is recovering from the coronavirus, we continue full steam ahead.
I want to give you a chance to respond to Joe Biden. First of all, his commentary on last night's debate and his running mate's performance. Listen to this.
I thought Kamala did a great job last night. She was really presidential. She's stepping on focus. I was really proud of her.
She was presidential. I don't know that any presidential candidate instead of a vice presidential candidate that they're
right?
Presidential. But what did you make of that?
I mean, it's clear what they think is going to happen and that it's going to be a Harris-Biden administration, right? I mean, they clearly think that she's going to be the one calling the shots. And that's what he keeps saying. That's what she keeps saying. And that should really worry every American because she is an extremely radical socialist Democrat, right? She is an original co-sponsor of the Green New Deal. She supports Medicare for All, a takeover of government-run health care in this country. She wants to do away with the Trump tax cuts just the way he does, raising taxes on middle-class families. I mean, it is very clear what they're doing, and Joe Biden remains the empty vessel of the radical left, we have been saying the whole time, and Kamala is the one who is telling him what policies they will pursue.
About a half a minute left, Aaron. We have a text from a listener asking me to ask you about whether or not the polls have slipped since the president's first debate, and you know, whether there are any trouble signs in the polls. What would you say to folks that are poll watching going into the election?
Well, I would say if you looked at the polls in 2016, you would have thought that Hillary Clinton was going to be president, and that did not happen. We have the ground game and the operation to go ahead and get out there and get our vote out. Joe Biden's campaign is scrambling to try and stand up a ground operation to try and get their voters out. We've been working on this for years to have the infrastructure that we are turning on now to get voters out. So we feel very good about our ability to get voters to the polls.
Aaron Perrine, thank you. Good to catch up. Appreciate the update on a busy news day after the debate last night. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline. Ready for your calls 24-7, 855-200-1776. More after this. Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans available now with zero premium. Plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements at no extra cost. And free Silver Sneaker gym memberships. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. Call today for a free no-obligation review. Call 877-792-0958. 877-792-0958. Sponsored by Sunderland Group. Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hapandsons.com. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night, I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight, I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadow.
Color me an Eddie Rabbit fan. I love the guy.
Shall we wash all my
right?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a ton of hits, but solid talent.
Very.
Love a Rainy Night, Eddie Rabbit. There you go, folks. We're back on What's On Your Mind. Rolling on with a busy program today. A lot of commentary rolling in. I want to take some time just to read a ton of these texts as well, because you're sending some very good comments. I actually started at the beginning of the show, and then things just sort of took off from there. So that's kind of how we go. MyPillow is one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. My friends at MyPillow have some incredible deals right now. And I mentioned this yesterday. I'll say it again today because I think it's important. Mike Lindell and what he stands for, what he's about, are why I buy his products. I mean, he makes a great product. There's no better pillow on the planet Earth. I mean, the pillow conforms to you. That's some technology. That's some innovation right there. But same thing with the mattress pad. Same thing with the beds. They've got so many incredible innovations. Sheets now are incredible. Towels that actually dry you off. Great towels. These things are fantastic. All those products, but you're buying them from somebody that thinks like you do, that gets up every day, in his case, fighting to make sure Donald Trump wins. The guy's just an energizer bunny. He goes everywhere, anywhere they need him. Let's go. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott gets you the good deals, including 30% off the mattress pad right now, mattress topper, and in addition to the 30% off, you get two free standard MyPillows. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. Let's go to Bob in Argyle, who has a comment about an issue we haven't talked about in a couple of days, related to, mainly because we're closely tracking this presidential race, but certainly a lot of things evolving and changing and discussion on the discussion front for COVID, not least of which is the president has it, but also North Dakota numbers and how things are looking there. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to let people know my uncle recently died from cancer, and the hospital asked him if he could put it under a COVID death so they could get the kickback. And I had a salesman come in the other day, and he said his granddad died at 95, and on the death certificate, they had put COVID on there. So he had gone in and gotten it straightened out that happened. So.
My goodness. Now, who was it on the first example? Who asked who?
That was my uncle. They asked if they could label it as a COVID death. And there was and he died from cancer, and he didn't have COVID.
And the reasoning was we get compensation for that.
They get compensation, I guess.
What did your uncle say, by the way?
Well, it was my uncle that passed away. They asked his family.
The family. Okay.
No, they refused. But.
And who did the asking?
I'm not sure. It was just one of my cousins told me what happened. So.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know. Was it the hospital? Was it,
Yeah, not sure on that. I got a question. What's the total amount of deaths this year compared to, like, 18 and 19?
In North Dakota or nationally or both?
In nationally.
Yeah, nationally, we talked again one of the top White House officials on the task force about this, and he said there was a slight increase in April. Otherwise, it's been level ever since. In North Dakota, it's exactly the same. I just saw that the totals, and they're dramatic. I mean, they're only through, I guess, September, so you got 3 months left, but they are tracking to be less than last year. And that's with
$2 million.
It tells us there's a lot of people that got the conversation. Like the one your uncle did, we're calling COVID deaths things that are not COVID. And, you know, I've had some health professionals that I really trust say, Scott, is like this. There are a certain segment of the population that are going to die, and they're at that point in their life that they're going to die, It's just a matter of what are they going to die from. So they have, they're at that point in age or whatever, or an underlying condition that, you know, a fall, the flu, anything else is going to cause them to die. So that isn't somebody that died from COVID. That's somebody that died with COVID and was going to die from something else. So, you know, you got to be careful not to say, we're going to disrupt everything about the way we live our lives and what we do based on people dying that we're going to die. You know, it doesn't, I mean, sounds a little heartless. You don't, you know, I don't personally take that precious life and think of it any differently. You don't want anybody to die, but if they're in a nursing home and they're at that stage in their life, have an underlying condition, that time is coming. That day is coming. It's just a matter of when. And we've not had the increase. So that tells me that, you know, people are dying that we're going to die with or without COVID. That's why the numbers have not spiked. That's what it tells me, Bob. What does it tell you?
Well, I would like to see the truth, you know, the real numbers. I think the same thing. They're just skewing the numbers and makes it look bad.
You sure wonder. You sure wonder. Thanks so much, Bob. Appreciate the call very much. Brian, South Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Say, I got a question for you. I am a Trump supporter, just to get that, let you know that. But I don't understand what the problem, you're talking about packing the court, adding more justices to the Supreme Court. As long as it's an odd number of justices, I don't understand what the problem with that would be.
Well, what it means is, and LBJ tried this, he didn't get some of his judges in, so he said, well, maybe we'll find a way to have D.C. be a state, and then we'll have two senators. Basically, you're going to ensure that the Senate is Democrat forever, okay? And so if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win, they are going to put forward an effort to get Puerto Rico statehood, although I see the governor is for President Trump, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they dropped that talking point.
And D.C., and then have more of those places be states, so they get, you know, two senators and representatives.
US Virgin Islands, I mean, you can go down the list yeah. where they want to get more representatives from.
So they get more votes, and they get more opportunities to, you know, you'd have a Democratic Congress forever, basically. And when you had a Democratic president, they'd put through whoever they want to put through. So you put, I put it this way, instead of eight, rather nine that are on the court, you put, 18, let's say. Well, there are going to be nine more Ruth Bader Ginsburgs when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have something to say about it. Does that make sense?
What if there's nine more of the young lady that, or the lady that was just nominated? What if there's nine more of them?
Amy Comey Barrett. Well, they would, unfortunately, though, have the votes to block that nomination in the Senate because of what they're doing and changing how many members
it's
of
time.
Time.
Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he won't participate in a virtual debate shortly after the panel overseeing the presidential debates announced plans for the October 15th debate to take place virtually as President Trump recovers from COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden reacts to the president's comments.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if I'm going to follow the commission recommendation, he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
Hurricane warnings are up for Louisiana as Hurricane Delta heads towards the coast with winds of 100 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says a Category 2 storm is expected to strengthen as it nears the United States. The storm could bring dangerous winds and life-threatening storm surge by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
She took down a photograph. Ripped it down the middle and threw my half away. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. And they have some innovative products that very easily can be added to your air circulation system, HVAC, in your home or in your business. And these things, for a long, long time, have been proven to remove bad things in the air. That's what they do. This isn't something that's come along as a result of COVID, although COVID has certainly made these products more popular. But they've scoured the earth to find the best products that are out there. And, you know, they want to walk you through, hey, this one could do this, this can do that. Here's what is, claimed about that. They'll walk you through all of it. And I think in the end you're going to say, put that in. I want that in. What do you do to help prevent airborne viruses from spreading in your home or business? And flu and spores and other pathogens are a threat too. You call H.A. Thompson & Sons to find out what's available for you. 701-234-9889. HATandSons.com. Bob and Botno, Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, are on deck here next up. But right now, Jason Lewis checks in. He is in one of the most closely watched races in the entire country to take a pickup, a seat back for a Republicans that hasn't been Republican since, I guess, Norm Coleman. Jason Lewis, back with us on What's On Your Mind. What did you think of the debate last night, sir?
I can tell you what's on Kamala Harris's mind. What did I walk into? That was embarrassing. She was condescending. She was rude. She came off like Hillary Clinton updated 2.0, and it did not play well. When you tell the vice president, shut up, I'm speaking, or words to that effect, right? When, in fact, she was getting more time, as we now know, from the moderator to begin with, it's not a good look. Not to mention the fact that, once again, Biden and Harris are refusing to tell the American people that they intend to assault the Constitution by packing the Supreme Court. And I think people need to understand the gravity of this, Scott. This is not just a policy difference. This is the equivalent of someone saying, we're going to shred the Constitution, which is exactly what the Democratic Socialist, Democratic Mob, the Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Tina Smith are saying. but they're just coding it by packing the Supreme Court. You eviscerate separation of powers if you do that. You eviscerate the third branch of our federal government. You tell them, we're going to pack the court until you rule the way we want, which means there's no court at all. This is an outrage. It's an assault on our way of government.
We just we've talked about that a fair amount this morning just because it was very obvious that she has no plans to answer that question because they plan to do it.
Nor does Joe Biden, nor did Tina Smith in the last debate we had with her. Which, by the way, Scott, how ironic. The debate commission now coming to the rescue of Joe Biden by making certain they can get his teleprompter up and running for a virtual debate. This is the same thing that I'm having with my debate opponent, Tina Smith, who refuses to debate me anymore after NPR, of all places. And yet, media outlets in the Twin Cities are still offering her equal time. Excuse me. If you're a media outlet and you say, Tina and Jason, debate here, and one candidate says, no, I won't, why then would you go back and say, okay, well, how much time do you want to loan this? You should be giving that to me.
Ridiculous. I want you to answer a question back to the pack the court thing. The listener called and said, well, you know, you add more people to the court, just appoint more Amy Coney Barretts.
Let's be honest. That's exactly what will happen when Republicans gain power again. So the Democrats go to 12 members and they get all their liberal rulings through. Maybe the country doesn't like it. Maybe it's too late. But if the Republicans gain control of the Senate and the presidency, then they add three more seats. Now you've got 15, then 18, and it becomes a laughing stock. It becomes controlled by the legislative branch, not the judicial branch. We go from a constitutional republic to a banana republic overnight.
But wouldn't you also, with, say, Puerto Rico, D.C., getting statehood, they're basically guaranteeing Democratic seats in the Senate. So even they'd have a second chance at a veto over Republican nominees, would they not?
No, that's not only true, but listen, if you pack the court, then you get the courts you want. You get the states added, so you get the legislative branch you want. And, of course, you go on spying on your political opponents and undoing the Electoral College, so you get the executive branch you want. What you're talking about is one-party state rule. And this is why I say this is an attack on the Constitution.
I want to play another clip from the debate. You've talked about this issue probably more than anybody out of energy country, because you realize the value of the economic benefit to the entire country, you know, no doubt about it. But that's fracking, and that issue. It came up last night. Let me roll a little back and forth on this, and I want to get your take on it.
Look, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. You yourself said on multiple occasions when you were running for president that you would ban fracking. Joe Biden looked at a supporter in the eye and pointed and said, I guarantee that we will abolish fossil fuels. They have a $2 trillion version of the Green New Deal, Susan, that your newspaper, USA Today, said really wasn't that very different from the original Green New Deal. More taxes, more regulation, banning fracking, abolishing fossil fuel, crushing American energy, and economic surrender to China is a prescription for economic decline. President Trump and I will keep America growing. The V-shaped recovery that's underway right now will continue with four more years of President Donald Trump.
Thank you very, very much, Vice President Pence. Once again, you've provided the perfect segue to a new topic, which is climate change. And Vice President Pence, I'd like to pose the first question to you. This year we've seen record-setting hurricanes in the south. Another one, Hurricane Delta, is now threatening the Gulf. And we have seen record-setting wildfires in the west.
Well, I can't take this question. I can't. That's Susan Rice. He went on to hold her accountable for her statements on fracking as well. And again, she was trying to dance on this, but I thought he handled that very, very well and exposed exactly what they plan to do, right?
No, there's no question about that. They've said so. They don't like fossil fuels. They don't like mining. They don't like logging. They certainly don't want Enbridge Line 3. That is a plank of the squad's platform. Biden and Harris have said no fracking, no Enbridge Line 3. So people in Beltrami County and Clearbrook and all across northern Minnesota can pound sand, according to them. We're not building the line because we're going to ban the internal combustion engine in 2035. And if you don't believe me, look what California is doing. And look what Governor Tim Walz wants to do, adopt California emission standards. This is what's coming down the trail, folks. And if you want to talk about California, they've effectively banned fossil fuels, especially for electricity generation, and they've got rolling blackouts. The dirty little secret is that the media will not tell anyone is that you cannot sustain America's energy grid and energy consumption through windmills and solar panels.
My concern is that, most people have no concept of what their actions on this specifically would mean overall for the economy and the cost of fuel and the cost of, everything, because
right.
energy. How do we connect the dots?
A really good point, Scott. It's a little bit like freedom. You don't really miss it till it's gone. So with gasoline prices at $1.50, you're going, what's the problem? I want to go green. I'm going to virtue signal. I'm greener than you are. I don't like forest fires, even though I caused them by refusing to clear the underbrush, but I don't care. I'm going to be green. Then all of a sudden, gasoline is $8 a gallon. You go, what the hell happened? I don't understand. Jimmy Carter's telling me to turn down my thermostat and put on a sweater. This is how liberalism operates. It sounds great until it's tried. And we've got the enviable task, or inenviable task, of trying to warn people ahead of time. And that's why conservatism and free markets and the Constitution is always at a disadvantage, because people don't realize how good the system is until it's gone. And we're trying to warn them. By the way, one other thing on the moderator, and this is getting out of control with this commission today now trying to go virtual, but where is it written that the moderator asked Kamala Harris a question, and then instead of letting the vice president answer it, she asked him a different question?
That was weird. And I noticed that when Kamala Harris asked Susan Rice from USA Today, Susan Page, can I...
Might as well have been Susan Rice.
That's about it. Can I respond to that? Okay, we'll give you 15 seconds and then give 45. I mean,
Don't you ask both candidates the same question?
Yeah. And have some, this seemed to willy-nilly kind of all over the place, where some got to answer and respond and some didn't.
Didn't
make a lot of sense.
Brilliant, because he basically said, that's a great try, Susan, but I'm going to ignore it and make my point. And that was brilliant. And he crushed her.
He did fantastic. There's no doubt about it. Last question for you. The president's diagnosis with the coronavirus has obviously taken him up the campaign trail. He loves Minnesota. My gosh, he's been to Minnesota a ton. There's been a lot of activity happening. Have you sensed a loss of momentum at all with the president off the trail?
Well, I'm off the trail right now because I was told I came in contact with someone on earlier this week, so we're taking the precautions. But understand how strange this is, and especially the timing here, Scott. We're talking about an October surprise, right? But how strange it is that you got a quarantine, and of course the media immediately said you have to quarantine for 14 days, when in fact, depending on the guidelines and how close the contact was, it should anywhere from 5 to 7 is adequate according to guidelines. But you do that, and then you go out on the campaign trail, then you may have come in contact with somebody at a gathering again. Oh, you got to go back in quarantine again. This is a Joe Biden dream, isn't it? This is exactly what they've been trying to do with this lockdown, and why I sued the governor since day one. Keep Donald Trump and keep Jason Lewis off the campaign trail, because they don't want to engage. They don't want to debate. They don't want to do anything that would expose their positions, their radicalism. And I have to say, with the help of the media, it's working to some degree. But I also have to say, people are seeing through some of it.
Well, and there's other ways, obviously, to provide momentum and just keep going, keep talking to people, don't take a breath. There you go. And now till Election Day, so much going on. And, of course, Talk Radio, where you are welcome anytime, sir, anytime. Appreciate the update. Thanks a bunch. Jason Lewis, right there, folks, is self-quarantined, just to be careful. And I think that quarantine that they did, remember where they changed the rules and they said, as long as you have masks on, you don't have to quarantine?
Yeah.
I like that, especially for schools. I see some people are freaking out about that. Don't get it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Get to your calls next. Don't go away. Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we are around the Bismarck area just kind of getting some materials gathered up for the projects we got going on next week. We'll be in Beulah, still down in that Strasburg area, moving over to Medina as well, actually, the later part of this week. So there's plenty of time to get your guys' projects in this year. I know going into October we're looking pretty busy at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month we got some open spots. So if you guys want to get in, get some waterline projects done or any kind of boring you need, just give me a call. We specialize in underground trenchless excavation, basically. So a lot of boring. We'll pull pipe underground without digging, without any mess, any hassle. So, you know, basically you give us a call, any kind of line you need underground that you don't want to make a mess, bury in, we're your guys.
Call them at 701-204-0404 or Red Drilling, two Ds, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Old House in Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Old House in Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Fall here, that means winter not too far behind. So, how are you on all wheel drive, a heated steering wheel? You laugh at me when it's 35 below and my hands are warm and yours are cold. Over 100 trucks and SUVs to pick from, most with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukon, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models, not just GM. Payments to fit every budget as well. And you got a trade? See what yours is worth. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Sure. So, first of all, I will repeat, and the American people know, that Joe Biden will not ban fracking. That is a fact. That is a fact. I will repeat that Joe Biden has been very clear that he thinks about growing jobs, which is why he will not increase taxes for anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
Mike Pence did a nice job of coming back on that. Say, oh, it's funny, because you've voted against this. You've repeated it. It's a clear case of, never mind what I said. This is what we're going to do. All about Pennsylvania, folks. No connection to the truth whatsoever. It's a great debate. A lot of good feedback from folks, too. Let's take the rest of these calls that are waiting to weigh in here on What's on Your Mind. I'm actually hopping in the What's on Your Mind mobile and headed for the Grand Farm event. The Department of Transportation today is announcing a unique autonomous truck project. And, again, part of the excitement of Grand Farm, we've talked about that in the past, probably due for an update one of these days, because it is a incredible collaboration with Emerging Prairie and other entities. And it is an all-autonomous farm, and it is under operation as we speak. So pretty incredible. Anyway, let's go to Botno is where we're going next. And Botno was Bob. Is that right, Kev?
I believe he's in Botnell. Yeah, Botno. Bob, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, Bob and Botno. That should be easier.
Question with the debate last night on unemployment. Has anybody looked at the difference between, like, North Dakota's at, what, 7.8% unemployment, what Florida is? The states that have opened up, I'll bet you the unemployment would be cut in half if California and New York would open up. Has anybody looked at that? That'd be a pretty easy way of coming back and saying the reason unemployment is where it is because your governors won't open up.
Yeah, good question. Just compare it to the states that are, you know, light touch, as Governor Burgum says, saying we're going to have the minimal amount of rules and regulations and let people sort this out, see where their unemployment is at compared to the rest. I think North Dakota is lower. You mentioned 7-something. I thought it was 5-something, but I'll pull that up, take a look. Good question. Good question to see kind of how we're doing on stats and think about all the job openings we had before COVID. And obviously you had the shutdown, so it'd be interesting to get an update on the impacts. Good idea, and we'll do that, Bob, okay?
Well, yeah, and if Florida's at, 7% and California's at 15 or 18%, it's pretty easy to determine why nobody's got a job.
It's a great point.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, there was a time during this whole thing where we were paying people more to not work. So we were incentivizing people not working. That's a little tough on an unemployment rate. This too shall pass, we hope. Hey, good to hear from you, Bob. Thanks. Love our friends in the Botno. Where else do they put a turtle on a snowmobile? I mean, they know how to live up there. Right?
Absolutely.
Way to go, Steve.
You bet.
No deal. Who's next?
Dana and John. Dana, what's on your mind? Oh, we lost Dana. Let's go to Ryan in Aberdeen talking about Puerto Rico. Ryan, what's on your mind?
It's my understanding that as far as Puerto Rican statehood is concerned, they have a territorial government, and there must be a formal petition for statehood from the territorial government, which in practice generally means the people have to vote on it. I don't know where that would ever go if the Dems made a push for Puerto Rican statehood. But if I lived in Puerto Rico, I'd be happy with the advantages of being a territory. I wouldn't want the cons of being a state with things the way they are right now in the federal bureaucracy.
That's a good point. Good point. The president said before, some of these people don't want to be states, and they're going to cram it down their throat. Of course, the Puerto Rico governor is supporting him. So you could be right. Now, again, wouldn't put anything beyond them to try and pull it off. Certainly D.C., they're going to do it in a nanosecond right now for their representation, their concerns there. So appreciate the call. One more get in here. Doug and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I was just, all these lies that they were telling about Trump and, if you or I said something that wasn't true about somebody, we'd get sued for defamation.
why doesn't Hillary and Obama and Biden get sued or get indicted for something like that?
That's a good question. I'm not a lawyer, thankfully. Little joke there. But I don't know. You know, I would assume when you're a public figure, you know, like in many cases, it's just a lot harder to do because you put yourself out there and people say things about you. But it'd be fun for somebody to just do it one time just to say, you know, do not lie about me. Do not lie about me. And if you do, here's your consequence. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Out of time. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, Senator Kevin Klingman on What's on Your Mind.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.